Hi, I'm Kareen Kaur, and I am Singapore's first female F4 driver, and I am 15 years old. When I was young, I always used to follow my dad to workshops to see him fix the car. I started practicing go-kart when I was 9, and I started racing when I was 10 years old. I didn't know how fast a go-kart would be, so I was quite shocked. But then after laps, I got used to it. I really loved the speed. While I was driving, I got picked up by like an Italian team, and that's how my racing career started, and now I do not want to stop it.
This is Kareen's coming home clothes, all right, when I first brought her back home from the hospital. My husband was into cars, and he made this for her. And somehow or another, I think we kind of manifested it. So yeah, this is you.
Still can fit me. When I was karting, there was a competition, Rock Super Final. And while I was practicing there, someone from behind me hit me and I went straight to the wall and I blacked out. I also had an arm injury, and I think to myself, if I stop now, then like I will not live up to my motto, because my motto is never give up.
So out of the two of you, who is the one that worries more during races?
I think it's her.
Me? I think it's you. Huh? I think it's you.
I thought it was you.
I think both of us, when she raced, it's a real workout. We burn that. We actually break a sweat watching her race. You know, you worry about whether she'll make through, would there be any accidents. You know, you also want her to succeed because you know how hard she's worked.
F4 is a progression from karting. At each level, the cars go faster. The first time I sat in an F4 car was in June this year. I have to go overseas to train because in Singapore, there's only a go-kart track and not a Formula 4 track. In a Formula 4 car, you go more than 200 kilometers per hour, and it can be really tiring if you're not strong enough. I have my helmet. My helmet with the radio set on. This is my suit. My race suit. You can see it's white. This is my brand, Kareen Kaur Racing. It's like 2Ks and it makes a butterfly. 2Ks, it makes a butterfly. And it's my color, yellow. It's kind of like Lando Norris, but I'm not copying him, I just like the color. So, hey. I'm getting ready for my meet and greet. This is me. That's me. That's it. See?
We have Miss Kareen Kaur in the house. She's Singapore's first female F4 driver.
Who's my favorite F1 driver?
Yeah,
Max
Verstappen. Yeah. Has it changed?
No, it never changed. The male drivers are like stronger, so I have to work like 2 times harder in order to win them. I feel that everybody there is just to drive and to win. And I don't think it should matter if you're like a female or male driver. Usually on race weeks, I have a restricted diet, so I'm not allowed to eat any fast food. After every race, I will usually go to McDonald's to eat it.
What's your go-to McDonald's
order? Filet-O-Fish burger, nuggets, and fries. Oh, I like Coke also. That's the only time where I order soft drinks. If it's a bad race, my dad will just drive home. I won't get to eat McDonald's. My busiest day of the week is Thursday because I have school. Then after school, I have training for 3 hours. My netball TCA training. And then after netball, I have to go to karting. And after karting, I train until 9 p.m. Then I'll go to sleep around 11 p.m. My school has really supported me during my racing career because they're letting me go overseas during school. But when it's during exam week, I try not to go to any races so I won't miss any exams. To make most out of my time, I have to do my homework on the plane and also in the hotel so that once I come back to school, I won't miss that much stuff. I have to miss out quite a few things because of racing. Sometimes I see my friends going out, having a lot of fun, but then I have to be disciplined. I have to stay focused on what I do.
She needs to zero back. Change.
I think we have ever asked her, don't you think you want to stop now? The reaction that we got is, no, you can't take it away from me. She really is very passionate about it.
I love everything about racing. It can be quite challenging, but I have never come across the thought of quitting because it's my first love and I cannot like see my life without racing. My ultimate goal is to be the first Singaporean F1 driver.